Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This week's show, rather different to last week's. It's a 50-50 special featuring a distribution promotion type, not actual label thing, called Manila PR, who are the first four songs in the show this week, bands they represent and push. And in the second half of the show, we've got music from a newish label called, now, it's spelled F-O-L-C, folk, but I'm pronouncing it folk. Just say, we can say this week's show is 50% folk. Are you listening? Ah, Graham! Here's the first one off their new album, absolutely brilliant, Limousine, Bald Hot Mama.
I was lying in the castle, but down on my luck. No, she ain't good-looking, but she was good enough. But she was Norwegian, had a PR song. With 27 languages, I understand one. Bald Hot Mama, hotter, hotter. Bald Hot Mama, hotter, hotter, oh yeah. Bald Hot Mama, hotter, hotter. Bald Hot Mama, hotter, hotter, oh yeah. I came for a night and I stayed for the week. Even sober,
you're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine and a track from their new album, which I have right by my side, right here in fact, called You've Been Limousined, my friend. What a brilliant 10 tracks this is. It's out on their own label, but it, as I say, it's being pushed by Manila PR. And hello to Tony and the gang up there. I think it's the third album they've pushed. Obviously doing a good job for them. They certainly got them as far as us. What I want to know is, what is Limousine's website?
Limousine.co.uk?
No, limousineband.com. Paulie being the internet one, Tony Neil, and hello to Limo Dean, the lead singer. It's still one of my ambitions this year to actually see you. I did make a New Year's resolution, though, saying I'd go and see the Friends of Tongs in Providence, Rhode Island, and I already can't go. Not at the moment, anyway. So I'm just a liar, it turns out. I'm just a liar, Tony. In this section, we would normally do your jokes and poems. Guess what? I haven't had any, despite my brilliant poem from last week, although I should point out that it only seems like yesterday since we made last week's show, Tony.
It does.
So it is possible that it was, in fact, yesterday, and I'm now on holiday in Crete, so we're pre-recording this. Who knows? Maybe I've used a time machine. Who knows what's going on? What I have got, though, is some additional material that's come through from Manila PR. And it's all to do with the next band that we're going to play, a band called Tuesday Club.
Okay.
Played a couple of tracks off their new album, which I actually also have right here, and is called, I think, See You Next Tuesday. Excellent name.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we know what that means. Anyway, here goes. Record Store Day. You heard of Record Store Day?
No.
The record, well, I'll explain.
Okay.
Record Store Day came into being in 2007 when over 700 independent stores in the USA came together to celebrate their unique culture. The UK followed suit, and 2013 will see the fifth celebration of the UK's unique independent sector when the latest day is held in April. A sort of modern-day punk ethos event. But is it? The guidelines for an independent band to take part in Record Store Day are so strict, it pretty much rules out acts without a label, or put another way, money. Representatives from RSD sit in judgment on how a product is packaged and looks, not the quality of the music. The minimum quantity accepted by RSD is 500 units. Imagine The Clash starting out as a band, 500 units packaged with full artwork from Mr. Strom and his stronger contemporaries. I don't think so. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Tuesday Club bring you their very own Real Record Store Day for independent acts, no matter what their size or budget. The Real Record Store Day will take place on Saturday, 20th April at Rebecca Louise Law Floral Artist, 270 Hackney Road, London, E27SJ. 100 copies of the Tuesday Club signed white vinyl album See You Next Tuesday will be available in store from 12 noon to 6pm, with the band serving tea and official Tuesday Club place. Sounds on the day will be provided live by the band, interspersed with sets by DJ Sonic Medusa. A podcast will be recorded, probably not as good as Punky. A one-off special Sound of the Suburbs magazine will be produced and available online. Special guest TBC, with much more to be announced. How very English. The day before Her Majesty's birthday, to serve cream teas and offer you a slice of finest English punk in its purest form. I agree.
Excellent.
That was me at the end there. They didn't put that. So I think, well, there you go. That's an advert for it. And here's a track off the new album, See You Next Tuesday. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Tuesday Club's website?
TheTuesdayClub.co.uk.
No, this is TheTuesdayClub.co.uk. Poorly being internet too. Tony Neil. I wish my slate was cleaner.
Little matador, now I won't see your face no more, you little mad-eyed screamer. Oh God, your innocence, as English as a new tenpence. You're just so free from hindrance, I wish my slate was cleaner. And oh God, your innocence, as English as a new tenpence. You're just so free from hindrance, I wish my slate was cleaner. I wish my slate was cleaner. I wish my slate was cleaner. Wish my slate was cleaner.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you do want to leave us a comment, please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page and leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch, especially if you're on Facebook, and we do read your comments out, so please do so. And these are in response to last week's show. Quite a lot of feedback, considering we normally get a few comments.
I expected there would be some feedback from last week's show, to be fair.
It was a good show.
No, not that. It was because of the content.
Ah, I thought it was a good show.
It was Thatcher.
Yeah. First up, from Josh Murphy. Who's noticed that we're going through a symmetry phase, I see.
We certainly are.
Yes.
Although it has been abandoned this week. Although, we're 50-50 this week. There's still a sort of pattern.
Kind of is. Kevin Bonfield's been in touch. He says, that's tomorrow's work, entertainment sorted.
I hope
you enjoyed it. I'm sure he did. I think he's well into his punk.
Well, came to the right place with last week, so exactly. That's a cool sonic punk rock street punk assault.
Did not mess about. Sugar Rays has been in touch, who says check out Public Enemy number 1 on the Sugar Rays' SoundCloud. I don't know what a SoundCloud is. And finally, Bren James, who's part of last week's joke, but obviously through the wrong channels, he says, I've self-censored my joke up the Facebook page. If I have something like that for you again, I will find your email. Thanks for making my year.
Yeah, quite right, too. Well, you know, it's not over yet.
That's true.
There's still plenty of time for the year to improve. Trust me, if we're a highlight, you're already at rock bottom.
All jokes received, thanks. Just see the right channels. Through the right channels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's it for Facebook.
That's it. Thank you very much for getting in touch with us on Facebook. It is a very easy way to drop us messages, and I'm checking it more, and you're checking it more now. So, yeah. We're checking it, man. Checking it.
Wicked.
That Tuesday Club album, by the way, is really good. Do make sure you buy it. I think it's only £6 as well.
Oh, okay.
Check out the website. You get it via the website. Right, another track coming up now. Band all the way, I think, from Australia via Manila PR. This is Valentina. Love Like. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Valentine and a track called Love Like. A little bit of a grungy garage rock from down under there. Do you know what? I hope they don't mind. They sound a bit like a light hole. Kind of. And that's no disrespect to them, because sometimes holes are a little bit dark. And I don't like a dark hole.
No.
What is Valentine's website?
Valentine.com.
It is indeed. Yeah. Well done. Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Too. And make sure you do check them out via there. There is plenty of other material for you to listen to via there. Thanks very much to Manila PR for sending it. I'm sure it's Manila PR sending that through. But I might be wrong. I'd get confused. I think it is, anyway. Now then, there's not really a lot of point in me saying what did you do last week, is there? Because it was only yesterday, or was it, that we had said about it. And I haven't done what I said I was going to do last week yet.
Right.
So if that's not confusing enough, this is soap. You got any ideas what I'm doing this bit?
I've got some Facebook, sorry, some iTunes reviews.
Oh, have you? Why don't you do them now then?
I'll do them. Okay. So as we every week we mention, we do want your iTunes reviews. They do help us out massively. Help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes so people can find us much more easily and give us a listen and get more listeners.
Now,
more people listen to the music.
These US or UK iTunes?
These are US.
Oh, brilliant, okay.
I'm doing the US one, Porter's the UK. If you're not on either, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it. And I've got three.
Brilliant.
So here we go. Best podcast for 8-hour drives. As I own a punky, as one should. Selfishly, I want good tunes. Then my lady and I were on a long trip, and I put it on, and lo and behold, she loved it too. If any ride is at least 20 minutes long, then Punky is played. Thankfully, I'm late to finding Punky, so I have a bit of a back catalogue to listen to.
Yeah, there is something of a back catalogue.
Be no later than this, and listen. That's from Mr. Butsnot.
Thank you very much, Mr. Butsnot. Although, I think 8 hours of us, not sure I could handle that, mate. You know, I reckon I could listen to two shows back to back. I might skip my bits.
The music's good, though.
Yeah, the music's brilliant, yeah.
And that was 5 stars, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Great show. Just stumbled upon this in February and downloaded as far back as I could. March 2011, I think. I'm now up to February 2013 and I'm probably going to go crazy once I catch up and have no more to listen to. That's from Damon from Minnesota.
Minnesota. You even remember how to say it. Well, well, hello, Damon from Minnesota. You just have to cope the way everyone else does with one show a week, mate.
Yeah.
It happens to quite a lot of people, doesn't it? I don't just mean this podcast, I think they discover a podcast they like, go back and listen to all the old episodes, or loads of the old episodes, and then go, right, this is brilliant. Oh no, I've caught up. Oh no, now how am I going to film one day? And then they find another podcast and they go and listen to all that, and then they stop listening to yours at all. So even if we are only a flash in the pan, my friend, I'm glad we flashed for you.
Exactly. And it was 5 stars as well.
Aye, of course, yeah.
My favourite music podcast. Discovered this a couple of weeks ago and have already gone back and listened to several podcasts.
There's a pattern development. Yeah.
Great music, good banter, make it your new podcast. Things I've learned from this podcast: horses like punk rock, beer tastes better after a beer, and quantum mechanics is pussies. Funky, just listen. That's some doggy catcher. Bit random, but thanks for that. And it was 5 stars.
Thank you very much, doggy catcher. I wish I had any idea what you were talking about whatsoever. When did we discover that horses like beer?
Horses like punk rock and beer tastes better after a beer.
Who knows?
But
he sounds like the kind of guy that should be doing his own podcast, really. He's clearly a genius.
Exactly. They were all 5 stars and they all came through in March. So thank you for listening. And,
and please do keep up reviewing us, because do you want to just explain my tone, or shall I?
You could do it.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, when you get a review on iTunes, it moves the podcast itself up the iTunes chart, and it makes iTunes more aware of the podcast itself, which means that you become more visible on iTunes. So obviously it does us a favour, because it helps get more listeners, but the reason we make this show isn't to get listeners for us, it's to get more listeners for the music. So if you can bring yourselves to go on iTunes and review us, you will help the bands we play to reach more listeners, which has to be good in the long run, and that is the reason why. So said Uncle Paul. I nearly said, and Emily loved him. But you've got to go back a long way for that one. Two tracks in a row now, Tony. How about
that? Yeah.
Right. Which will, these tracks will initiate the handover from Manila PR to Folk Records. Stay tuned for the Phantom Keys. First up, we've got a band called Evenstar, or Evenstar, who I believe are from the US. A little bit of rock for you here. See what you think of this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Evenstar or Evenstar's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Evenstar?
No, Facebook.com/Evenstar band. Paulie Bean Internet 3, Tony 1, Wounds.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
We'll be right back. as we're home.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
Okay, it's okay.
That was Phantom Keys and Gloria's Nightmare. Now, when I looked at this came through via Folk or Folk Records, and thanks to Folk Sounds of Friends of Los Chicos, who we've played on the show a few times, and they've set up their own label, sent me an email last night saying, would you be interested in our stuff? And I said, yes, I would. And they sent me 21 tracks through by six or seven bands. Had a listen. One or two of the bands we played before, so I left those out. For example, Hit Bone Slim, who've got a release on the label now, and the Knee Tremblers. But he said that this one had come via Screaming Apple Records, so I'm a little bit confused as to who's actually brought that track out. But anyway, I think it's a cracker. Before that, you heard Evanstar and Wounds, who I just checked. They are indeed from Florida, USA. What is Phantom Keys' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Phantom Keys.
No, I was cheeky. It's MySpace.com/The Phantom Keys. Paul will be in step four, Tony one. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar.
Oh, maybe something else.
Yes. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still where it was last time I checked. There's something on Sunday, but it's to be confirmed. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so this Thursday, the 18th, we have Delaney and more to be confirmed. That's all the information I have on that one. How much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night, 19th of April, Attitude, and again, more to be confirmed. How much do you think that would be?
£6.
Correct. And nice. Finally, Saturday night, Mojo Kings, Ruckus, Los Pistolas, The King Shakes, Voodoo Coat, Ghost Town, and DJ Watford Wrangler. So that's a jam-packed night.
It really is. That's got to be more than £6.
Yeah, how much do you think?
I'm going £10.
£7.
Oh, that's a great gig right there. That's worth the extra quid.
And that's it for the 12th bar, but I do have more gigs.
Well, let's hear more gigs.
John's been in touch in literally in the past hour, just to let me know the Bleach Boys are going down to the seaside to play the Milton Arms in Portsmouth on the 20th, which this Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's that. No more information than that. I assume someone else will be playing, and I'm sure it's a very reasonable price to get in as well. So do
and
go
Portsmouth
and check that
Football
out.
Club has just been saved, so it's a double celebration for Pompey. If you're around, get down and see the Bleach Boys, one of the finest punk rock bands to ever come out of Hitchin, Hertfordshire.
Exactly.
And there was more than one.
Yeah. And that is it for Gig Guide.
Well, beautifully read. That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
With extras and that.
Something from John.
A little PS about John. Many, many years ago, the Bleach Boys used to do a song called Sooty and Sweep. And Sooty and Sweep was my favourite Bleach Boys song. And I asked them why they stopped playing it. And they said, it's cover version. We don't do cover versions anymore. I went, all right, fair enough. But I had this nagging thing about this song, Sooty and Sweep. I really, really wanted to. I wanted it to be played again. I wanted people to hear it because I liked it so much. And I asked John who it was by, and he told me, and I forgot about it. And then years ago, again, I decided that I was going to track this song down and buy the rights to it and own Sooty and Sweep. I thought, it can't cost very much to buy the rights to this song. No one knows who it's by or what it is or anything. Anyway, only the other day I decided to get in touch with John and actually ask him again who sang it, and he sent me who it was by and what it was actually called. Two very, very different things to Sooty and Sweep. Just the Bleach Boys used to call it Sooty and Sweep. The Bleach Boys didn't know it was a cover of a cover, and I quickly discovered that I probably wouldn't be able to buy the rights for it. What with the original song called Gimme Punk Junk, I think it's called, being a cover version of the Beatles song I'm a Loser. I doubt very much I'm going to be able to get Michael Jackson's estate, who owned the rights to Beatles early recordings, to give me the rights to that song. So it looks like it's dead in the water. And anyway, there's a boring story. Right, next track. Another band from Folk Records, Friends of Los Chico Records. An artist I'd never heard of until last night, called Midnight Wolf. And if it's the Midnight, no, there's a couple of Midnight Wolves around. I'm thinking this is the Midnight Wolf with two O's, W-O-O-L-F. This is a track called Barale Sobre Tu Tomba, or something like that. It's as good as I can get. What is Midnight Wolf's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MidnightWolf.
It is indeed. Tony T, probably the internet for, and if I pronounce this right, Barale Sobre Tu Tomba. Listen to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Midnight Wolf, and I hope I pronounced that right. Barale Sobre Tu Tomba, something like that. Anyway, might play another couple of tracks off these folk artists over the coming weeks, because we had like three or four through of each act, and I do. There's a couple of, well, I like all the four we're playing anyway, but it doesn't matter. Now then, I can't really tell you about what I've got planned for this week because I'm in Crete. I'm sort of doing it.
Right.
So, I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I've gone on holiday with my brother by mistake. And I got a text from him saying, hey, look at all the great things we can do in Crete. There's this fantastic 18-kilometre hike through a valley that apparently is breathtaking. Shall we do it? And I just sent him a text back saying, listen, mate, I'm on holiday, not in training. If you want to go on an 18-kilometre hike and do it by yourself, I'll be by the pool. If I were you, I'd take the hiking boots off and go to the bar. And I got a fantastic text back from just going, Yeah, just thought I'd check. There's no way. So I'm up to something in Crete, as you hear this. I'll tell you all about it on next week's show. I have, however, dug out a couple of iTunes reviews from the UK. We've only had two new ones, despite the fact that, as you've just checked our iTunes, and we're right up there on the new and notable, aren't we? Up the top, mate.
Second only to Scott Mills. I'm not quite sure what order it's in.
Well, yeah, because we've got second only to Scott Mills on my iTunes. It's a funky thing, isn't
I'm going
to
post that on the Punky Radio Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, do it. Put massively, yeah. And say, look, get Punky Radio above Scott Mills. That is the... There's an ambition for you. No, I couldn't quite believe that. I've always wanted to come up behind Scott Mills, though, so it's all right. what a lie. Two, I think, new reviews on UK iTunes. Here goes, both 5 stars. First one from Gilles Delith. Goopa, 5 stars. These lads are top dog, X-ray chat and amazing music. Who can complain? Quite clearly that bloke who gave us the 1 star, that I don't remember the 1 star review, but you said, yeah, there's a 1 star review, and we read it out. I've got no memory of that whatsoever, but anyway, thank you very much, Gilles. And also from Stay Free City Rocker, I don't think we read this out before. Great show, boys. Found you middle of this year. Now I listen to every show. Never realised there was so much new punk stuff out there. Brilliant. 5 stars. Thank you very much. There is, and we'll keep bringing it to you as much as we can. This set, it sounds a bit sort of backslappy, doesn't it, going on about this? But we just want you to know that if you write a decent review of us, it will actually, if you write any review of us, it will be read out via iTunes, and you're helping us to reach more people, which means the music reaches more people, etc. Etc. Right, done it. Now, let's get on with another track show. In fact, the last one, no, it's not the last one, is it? I'm talking rubbish. Track 7 this week, and as I say, this is Friends of Los Chicos Records semi-special. Oh, I've got a semi. And this is actually Los Chicos themselves with an acoustic. They've recorded, I don't know if it's an acoustic EP or album, but some good stuff. It's fast. It's kind of like that sort of Wonk Unit acoustic sort of deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, and I'll ask you about their website after this. In the meantime, just have a listen to this. Sit back, enjoy, relax. This is Free Time Romeo.
Ain't got no time, ain't got a word. I know the right dudes for the right overflow. I see you got a phrase, I'll fight too much going on. Well, here is the town, so let your valuable time go. I got the time. You got the need, I've got the time. Well, I've got the time, you got the need, I've got the time, you got the need. Put on a pen, no computer today. I sure I'm going to another parade. I know you would say, but I don't know. But wasting my time, just fishing for the show, baby. I got the time, you got the need. I've got the time, I've got the time. You got the need, I've got the time. You got the need.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Chicos and Free Time Romeo, which is not representative of their normal music, which is much more garage rock and roll-y, but it does come via their website, which I'm putting down as their record label's website, seeing as that's what we're pushing this week, which is...
folc.com?
No, folcrecords.com. I'm lucky to be in step 5, Tony, too. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. Please do email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. On the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. We all know twats. And I do love to hear about them. So please do send them to me. I did a quick shout out today on Facebook because we needed a twat urgently. So one came through, but it came through on Facebook. But she did actually email it afterwards just as well because she knows she's been spanked enough times. Didn't mean it that way. Helen Dawes.
How do you know?
And she says, as I post this on Facebook, I guess I myself were going to be nominated for Visa Twat. Thanks for that. Anyway, I can think of loads, Tony. But due to the pending circumstances, let's just say I cannot give any names, but as a starter, how about the banks in the UK? Funded by the taxpayer and less helpful to business than Jimmy Savile was to child protection services. Greedy, mercenary and protected by the government, as they all went to university together. Old boys club, and they probably all partake of a tipple in the same gentleman's club. It sucks, they're ripping the heart out of British businesses and families, and for me, they're all more than deserving of the Intertitle Award. For us in the third world country, previous winners of this wonderful award. Basically, Tony, fuck the banks, because that's all they ever do to us. Cheers with a QB, Helen Lady.
Can't really argue with that, can you?
You're not really, no.
I'm a little bit worried about calling the banks twats, in case they find out. But anyway, absolutely justified. So don't forget, you know, you got to do your line at the start. Don't forget your line at the start.
Yeah, okay. So, for ripping the heart out of British businesses and families, and that's basically it, really, and for being generally bastards, really, British banks in the UK
is a twat.
I think that's fair.
I think that's absolutely fair enough. Thank you very much, Helen. And if you do have a twat for us, please do email tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email, is a twat. Excuse me, I have to cough. Cough button! Right, so, one last track this week.
Yes.
And we've already had a go at the banks, now let's have a go at the government, shall we?
Nice.
Or rather, a band called The Government. And I thought, seeing as we, the last week's show was dedicated to a former Prime Minister, well, I'll say dedicated to, involved her quite heavily, I thought it'd be quite nice to finish this show with a much more lightweight look at the government with a band called The Government from Madrid. And this is a great song. I think this might be one of my new favourite bands that it goes. What do I know is, Tony, what is The Government's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Government Band.
Nah. Facebook.com/pages/the-government/10462431962798 Nah, bloody, 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 blah, blah. Why they couldn't just make The Government bloody Facebook? I don't know. I bet the government. Although there might already be a Facebook page for the government, I suppose, but
yeah.
There's loads of governments, aren't there? I mean, I imagine one of them's got one. But anyway, just type in The Government and the name of this track, Foot Stomper, into the internet, and you'll find out everything you need to know about them, or you can find out about them by Folk Records, folcrecords.com. Thanks very much to them. Thanks very much to Manila PR. Last track this week, put your dancing shoes on, Tony Marone here. This is Foot Stomper.
When you have empty pockets, moving is the only fear. So take away the feels of taking over on this. she's our new food stomper. Oh,
was Foot Stomper. That is a right rock and rolling, why don't you cut up some rug sort of situation around the dance floor and that, or in your lounge if not. I don't know how many people take rugs to dance floors, probably people at maybe over 60s discos thinking about it. That's about it for this week. Hope you had a good time. I'll let you know how I've got on in Crete if I find out myself, or indeed come back alive. Anything we ought to do before we go? Maybe you could just mention the online internet radio station to carry this show, Tony.
Yep, we are on three different internet radio stations at the moment. We are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, we're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C world radio.com.
And to all of you people who have only recently discovered Punky Radio and have gone back to our archives to listen to loads and loads and loads of old shows, you're now finally up to date wherever you are in the world. Oh, and this is the end. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.
Bunch of guns.